This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Ag Show, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, May corn was at 353 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. July corn was to 362 and a half, up 3/4. And September corn was to 370 and a half, up 1/2. May soybeans were to 841 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. July beans were to 854, down 6 3/4. And August beans were to 860, down 6 3/4 as well. May wheat was down to 418 and a half, down 8 1/4. July wheat was to 428 3/4, down 6 1/2. And September wheat was to 437 3/4, down 6. Soybean meal for May was down $1.20 to $296 per ton. July bean meal was to $300.10, down 80 cents per ton. And August bean meal was to $301.50, down 50 cents per ton. Moving on to soybean oil for May, that was down 30 cents to $27.58. July bean oil was down 31 cents to $27.88. And August bean oil was down 31 cents as well to $28.02. And in crude oil, that contract for June traded a penny higher to $63.51 per barrel. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture on this Tuesday morning for Monday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Tuesday's reported grain price and trend for February, the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans were lower on lack of exports, a big South America crop, and a possible change to soybeans from corn because of the weather. In northern West Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 cents at 312 to 346. Soybean bids are down 7 cents at 751 to 806. In central Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at 324 to 345. Soybean bids are down 4 to 7 at 781 to 811. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up a penny at 3 1/4 to 355. Soybean bids are down 5 to 7 at 789 to 827. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids are 3 to 6 cents lower at 816 to 829. Basis is unchanged to up 3 at 2500 to 12 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 278 to 288 a ton, down $1.20 a ton with basis steady at 18 under to 8 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 cents higher at 343 to 363 with basis at 20 under to option over the July. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted to produce the corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher, 350 to 356, with basis up 2 to 3 at 300 to 3 over the May. Soybeans ended down 3 to 4 cents at 817 to 823, with basis up 2 to 3 at 2400 to 18 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 7 cents lower at 399 to 419, with basis steady at 30 under to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mostly 4 cents higher at 375 to 376. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 5 cents. Quotations at 844 to 846. Soft wheat closed down 8 cents at 456 to 459. And Milo ended the day up a penny at 365 to 368. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 323 to 352. Soybeans at 790 to 820. In the central part of the state, corn for October, November delivery at 338 to 356. Soybeans 810 to 832. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October, November delivery at 319 to 356. Soybeans at $8 to 831. And June, July wheat at 404 to 434. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to livestock futures on this Tuesday morning from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April live cattle were down $1.02 to $123.75. June live cattle were down 55 cents to $114.25. And August live cattle were down 77 cents to $111.77. May feeders were down $1.80 to $141.60. August feeders were down $1.92 to $149.15. And September feeder cattle were down $1.95 to $150.55. Finally, May lean hogs were down 47 cents to $84.30. June lean hogs were up 17 cents to $88.22. and July lean hogs were down 17 cents to 92.37. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture one more time this morning for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 67 cents higher in a range of 71 to 83 and a quarter with a weighted average carcass price of 80.46. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow price were firm with very good demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 51 to 56, 4 to 5 weight at 54 to 59, 5 to 6 weight at 56 to 62, and over 600 pounds 60 to $62. From the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gilts country buying points were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings range from $49 to $58. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts of total $18,250. In the direct cattle trade, the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers on live basis trade at 122 to 124, and on a dress basis at 196 to 200. Choice heifers on live basis trade at 122 to 123, and on a dress basis at $200 to $201. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established. 359 loads traded. Calculation for a 200-pound pork carcass was $82.22, which is $2.77 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $231.84, which is $1.30 lower, while select carcasses are $218.21, which is 49 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 120,000, compared to 122,000 last week and 116,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 474,000, compared to 475,000 last week and 467,000 one year ago. A recap of the Fairview sale barn auction for today had receipts up 319 compared to last week's slaughter. Steers sold 250 to 375 lower. Slaughter heifers sold $2 lower, slaughter cows traded steady to $2 lower, and slaughter bulls sold 3 to 4 lower. Slaughter steers choice at 125 to 132.50, slaughter heifers choice at 125 to 131 and a quarter. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at $81 to $89 with some high dressing up to $115. Breakers average dressing at $53 to $63.50, boners average dressing at $50 to $60. And leans from $41.50 to $49. And slaughter bulls from $75 to $108. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by CHS, farmer owned with global connections. By the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, with 19 locations to serve you. Once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. The Department of Agriculture's Farmer.gov website recently launched a new loan management feature called My Financial Information. The USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey says the portal allows farmers with Farm Service Agency loans to easily access their information without having to contact an FSA office.
This offers them an opportunity to be able to access their information every minute of every day, so they can access their information on their loans, previous payment information, as well as future payments, what their balances are, and it really offers some flexibility for producers.
Northey says the secure information is available online for producers who have electronic authentication.
Electronic authentication allows a producer to be able to go online, make sure that they can access their own information and that their information is protected and so not available to others.
Northey says Farmers.gov provides access to many other USDA programs, including a disaster assistance discovery tool and an H-2A visa checklist tool.
We certainly have asked folks to try out Farmers.gov, whether they have an e-authentication or not. But as time goes on, authentication will allow them to access their own records online, and we're going to offer more features. So it will be a place where farmers can access many of the programs, as well as be able to replace some visits to the office if they'd like to be able to do that.
Again, that's USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey. The Department of Agriculture on Monday has also extended the deadline to May 17th from May the 1st for producers to certify their 2018 crop production for payments through the Market Facilitation Program. The Trade Relief Program payments will be issued only if eligible producers certify acres before the updated May 17th deadline. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says the deadline was moved because rainfall and snowfall have delayed harvests in many parts of the country, preventing producers from certifying their acres. The program helps producers who have been significantly affected by foreign tariffs, resulting in the loss of traditional exports, according to the USDA. MFP provides payments to producers of corn, cotton, sorghum, soybeans, wheat, dairy, hogs, fresh sweet cherries, and shelled almonds. To date, more than $8.3 billion has been paid to nearly 600,000 applicants. Producers can certify production by contacting their local FSA office or through farmers.gov. In other national ag news, he was touted as a foreign policy expert, but that shouldn't overshadow the tremendous work he did for U.S. agriculture. The country lost a food and agriculture policy giant over the weekend, and Eric Pfeiffer reports from his home state of Indiana.
Former Indiana Senator Richard Lugar passed away Sunday at a hospital in Virginia. Chuck Connor, former acting USDA secretary, and now the president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, told me that Senator Lugar is responsible for his life in public policy.
He literally plucked me off the farm in Indiana and asked me to come work with him on the Senate Agriculture Committee and promised me that if I gave him 2 years, then I would be free to go back to Indiana and pursue other things. But I ended up working for him for 17 years.
Connor said he admired Lugar for his brilliance and his willingness to learn about issues.
He was also a very, very gentle man and a man that appreciated conversation and bipartisanship. He had strong views, and he stood for those views well. But at the same time, too, he did not regard people on the other side as the enemy. He wanted to listen to them. He wanted to hear them. And that taught me a lot as a young man. And that type of approach has carried through with me for the remainder of my career, and I know for so many others.
Since his passing, tributes and stories of Lugar have circulated, touting him as an expert in foreign policy. But in addition to being a leader in nuclear disarmament, Connor said that for a generation, Lugar was the leader of food and agriculture policy in this country.
He had a tremendous impact on farm bills. I think we owe much of our current farm policy, which enables farmers to plant and grow basically whatever they want in America today. That was not the case until the days when Dick Lugar served on the Agriculture Committee.
Lugar was the founder of the Lugar Center, an organization that focuses on, among other things, global food security and bipartisan governance. He was also a co-chair of the group Farmers for Free Trade, promoting free and fair trade deals for agriculture. He was 87 years old. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Moving on to state ag news on this Tuesday morning, we have the latest crop progress and condition reports for the state of Illinois. For that, we join Mark Sloysener with the National Ag Statistics Service in Springfield.
There was an average of 2.5 days suitable for field work around Illinois last week. Producers used those days to plant some corn and soybeans and also to prepare fields for planting and to apply fertilizer. Topsoil moisture was rated 2% short, 45% adequate, and 53% surplus, nearly unchanged from last week. Subsoil moisture was 1% short, 56% adequate, and 43% surplus, slightly drier than 1 week ago. There was an average of 1 inch of rain around the state last week, and that was 18 one-hundredths of an inch above normal. Northern and southern areas were generally above normal rainfall, while the middle part of the state was generally at or below average. Temperatures averaged nearly 55 degrees around the state and ranged from 2 degrees below normal to 1 degree above normal. On Sunday the 28th, soil temperatures ranged from the upper 30s in northern areas to the mid-50s in southern parts of Illinois. Corn planting advanced by 8 points and is now 9% finished. That compares to 28% 1 year ago and 43% for the five-year average. Soybean planting reached 3% complete compared to 6% last year and also 6% normally. 3% of the winter wheat crop is now heading compared to 5% 1 year ago and the five-year average of 17%. The condition of the winter wheat crop declined and is now rated as 5% very poor, 14 poor, 37 fair, 38 good, and 6% excellent. Pasture conditions were rated 7% very poor to poor, 36 fair, and 57% good to excellent, a little better than 1 week ago. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
A series of weather systems is bringing plenty of rain through much of Illinois this week, and meteorologist Dan Hicks doesn't see an extended dry period anytime soon.
It's a series of systems. We had one move through the Midwest Sunday into Monday. We got another one moving through today and tomorrow, and then even another one later in the week. We've got kind of a string of systems, you know, moving into the western part of the country and then lifting out to the northeast across the plains and the Midwest. We're kind of locked in this active pattern. We've got high pressure aloft over the southeastern part of the country and some troughing aloft in the western part of the country, and that west-southwest flow, you know, feeds these systems up into the Midwest, and it draws on some Gulf moisture, bringing this active weather pattern. And certainly number two system moving through the region right now and number three coming in later this week, maybe a little bit better break in the weather Friday into the weekend, but still no signs of any long dry spells in the Midwest coming up here in the near future. You know, looking ahead at that, you know, Friday into the weekend pattern, I'm not sure it's going to be totally dry even then, but probably not as much coverage and amount of rain compared to what the Midwest sees over the next 2 or 3 days. But, you know, looking at the, you know, longer range outlook, there just doesn't, nothing really stands out as far as a change in the pattern to bring a week or 10 days of dry weather across the Midwest, which, you know, many areas need. You know, certainly evident on the planting progress yesterday, where just about everybody in the Midwest is behind the five-year average. And right here in Illinois, we're probably farther behind than just about any other major production state.
Hicks says some of these systems could even have severe weather along with the rain. And finally, moving on to state agriculture news, the Illinois Department of Agriculture is now accepting applications for both growers and processors of industrial hemp. The applications can be found on the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website homepage or by clicking on the Plants tab and going to Industrial Hemp. Both growers and processors can apply as a business entity or an individual. Applications will be taken online, and applicants can pay the application fee with a credit card. The application fee is $100. License and registration fees are as follows. For a grower's license and processor registration for 1 year is both $375. For 2 year, that goes up to $700. And for 3 years, the price goes up to $1,000. There has been interest from growers and processors all over the state of Illinois, and the Department of Agriculture is ready to review and process the applications as they are received. Governor Pritzker was quoted to say that he will ensure Illinois remains at the forefront of what it means to be a 21st century agricultural economy. Industrial hemp is a potentially billion-dollar industry that Illinois will now take part in. And from farming and processing to sales and exports, this will have a massive impact on our state's economy. Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture was quoted to say that since the passage of the Industrial Hemp Act last year, no single issue has generated more interest at the Department of Agriculture from Illinois farmers, individuals, and business owners other than the growing and processing of industrial hemp. The staff at the Department of Agriculture has worked diligently to answer questions, complete the rulemaking process, and provide a user-friendly application process, all in time to plant hemp this growing season. They are excited to watch this industry grow and provide job creation opportunities. And for this Wednesday morning, May 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.